Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host, Joe Truini. We've got a lot of information for you because you're at the right place for the most practical, realistic home improvement information that you're going to find anywhere. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. A lot of things, I'm sure, busy around your home, getting ready for the big Christmas holiday next weekend. And we've got a few things we're going to share with you that might help you out to make sure you have a nice, restful, and successful Christmas around your place. And some other things we're going to cover during this hour, some strange electrical problems. We have remote controls. Remote controls have been around a long time. Sometimes people want to eliminate those. What do you do? We'll share some things with you there. Tree roots can cause so many problems around your house, but a banana tree, is it really robust enough to cause any problems around a concrete area? We'll explore that as well. Also, we have a special visit from the legendary Carey Brothers to talk about their hanging up their headphones and a few of the things that they'll be doing and how that really affects us all here at Today's Homeowner. And of course, we got plenty of emails. We appreciate all those emails that have been sent in to us and all the phone calls that we received this week. And Joe, what about that simple solution coming up in a little bit?
All right, Danny, and this time of year, a lot of people are sitting around the fire, so I thought I'd share a simple solution how to cut kindling in a nice, safe way. Often, cutting the firewood is relatively safe, but with kindling, you know, sometimes you're holding small pieces, you're using an axe, so we're trying to avoid any injuries, so I've got a quick, simple solution on how to do that safely.
Good. Always like some good safety tips mixed in with everything. And we want to make sure that you know how you can get in touch with us. Very, very easy. First of all, if you like to send emails, we make it very easy. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/ask, or you can pick up the phone and call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. Joe, we do get a lot of emails, but I have to share one with you.
Okay.
I have to set this up, though, just a little bit. Last week's episode of the Today's Homeowner television show, we were back at Chelsea's, at Chelsea's Ranch Revival Series, and we were talking about some of the smart home devices that you can add to, you know, different elements of your home. And
sure,
one that she wanted is to be able to use Alexa to turn on lamps in the home so that, you know, when you're coming in, that if it's dark, you can just ask Alexa to turn it on. Well, here's an email I got from Michael in Erie, Pennsylvania. We were watching the episode where Danny and Chelsea were installing smart devices in Chelsea's home. Danny showed Chelsea how the smart plug worked with Alexa. He said, "Alexa, turn on the living room light." Well, Danny actually turned on the living room lamp in our house, and I'm still waiting for him to come turn it off, LOL. So he says, that was very funny and not expected. But, it made me think, if they have, right now, we might be setting off Alexa all over America right now with mentioning
That's
the name.
Right.
They're listening there on the radio, and their Alexa's going off. So kind of a unique situation, but one that proved pretty funny to Mike there in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I guess that's right. If Alexa hears somebody saying that, I guess they don't recognize the voice of the homeowner. They just hear somebody, Alexa just hears somebody saying, turn on the lights. And if it's coming over their TV, I guess it turns on the lights. Yeah, I had never really thought about that.
The kids learn about that very, very quickly. I know.
Oh, of course.
The big black expedition vehicle my daughter drives, she needs something like that with the three kids and so forth. And they nicknamed it Black Betty. After the song, the old song that was so popular many years ago, One Hit Wonder. Well, they learn that song. They love that song. And when they come in to my house, first thing Gus does is go right over and says, Alexa, play Black Betty. And then they dance all around. And it's so within seconds, the place is music loud. And they say Volume 9. So it's going wide open, and they take over the place, which is perfectly fine with me.
Yeah, that's right. This time of year, they're going to be there a lot, I suspect, over the holidays.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Kids are going to be visiting. Yeah,
no doubt about it. Hey, but I thought about that. Here we are, a week away from Christmas, and probably you might be panicking just a little bit on, I just need a stocking stuffer, or I need a few things here and there. I thought Joe and I could throw out just a few ideas, and some of these aren't real. you know, fancy, sexy gifts, but they make so much sense to someone that loves to do home improvement projects around the house. And, you know, probably the normal American home probably has 10 different flashlights, but do you have right. a really good LED flashlight that you can rely on? And you need more than one anyway, one in the car, one in the bedroom, one in the in the main area of the home. But I think that's one that I would throw out there. And maybe even the especially if you're, you know, working and using your hands, some of the glasses that are safety glasses that have the lights on each side. Boy, is that a handy thing to have when you're doing a little electrical work or tedious work where you need both your hands. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and not only that, but the headlamps. They originally were just for camping, I guess, but who doesn't have one? If you don't have one in your workshop or in your house, in the junk drawer or whatever, I've got two or three of them, and I put them on all the time because, again, it leaves your hands free. And you know what I bought recently, Dana, that I started using? Uh-huh. They make those glasses, like you said, that have the lights built into them, but mm-hmm. they also have magnifiers. I think the one I bought has maybe 6 or 8 different magnifiers, and uh-huh. you can clip them in. So you can take them all out, not have any magnification at all, or you can clip them in and they get stronger and stronger to where you can see. Like if you had to remove a splinter from a finger or you're doing some really fine
work,
you know, so that, and they're pretty affordable online. I think I got it for under $25. So that would be a great gift too.
Hey, that is a good gift. I know a fellow was telling me recently about him building model cars. He just built a little DeLorean car, to a certain scale, and it said it took him a year.
Wow.
And he was showing me pictures of the screws that he uses for it. I mean, this thing, I mean, the doors work on it, the lights work on it, everything. Even the brake lights work on the darn thing.
They didn't work on the real car, so they might as well work on the model.
I know. but the screws were so small, I could barely even distinguish which was the head of it and so forth. and he was talking about the lighted magnifying glass is an absolute necessity to do that in order to put those together. So, yeah, I think that's a great gift idea.
Any tedious work. My neighbor has a small child, and the grandparents bought him a Lego set of the Rome Colosseum. Has over 9,000 parts.
Oh, that'll keep him busy for a little while.
Yeah, it's going to take longer to build that than the actual Colosseum. But, you know, you can barely even see these parts. They're so small, and there are over 9,000 of them. So, a lot of little jobs. That's the kind of thing, once you get it, you'll find uses for it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, I think of some of the rolling toolboxes that are out there. You don't have to have the big, giant commercial type.
Right.
But, you know, the smaller ones that allow you, you know, of course, you know, to have a really good tool bag is always good. But sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with wrenches and you're dealing with different other tools that you know, that it's so nice to have those drawers and to be able to have that you can just throw at the back of the truck or take it to wherever you're working around your house.
Yeah.
That's also a pretty convenient thing. And some of them actually have the cords that pull out of the back that you can plug into, and then mm-hmm. you have a strip of plug
power
ends
strip,
right there if
right.
you're using your drill and if you're still using corded tools. Which brings up another thing. If you have someone in your home that's real handy and they already have a certain brand of cordless tools, look around and see what they don't have, because some of the lines of cordless tools will have as many as 200 different tools that go with that same type of battery, and all you have to do is buy just that one tool that maybe they haven't bought for themselves. But you know how it is. Just like you said, once you have a tool like that, you end up finding all kinds of uses for it.
Yeah, I don't know if people are aware that most tool manufacturers sell a tool, and it's known as a bare tool. If you go online, you go to a store, you'll see they have the kits, which come with a charger and the battery or two. But you can also just buy a bare tool, which means exactly that. You just get the tool, no battery, no charger. So as Danny said, if you have, you know, someone who's invested in a system and they already, let's say they have DeWalt tools or Ryobi tools, and they already have some batteries and chargers, you don't have to pay for the battery and charger all over again. Just get them the tool. And that's extremely affordable. And of course, we've often said, if someone's starting out, look at the combo kits. Way you get 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 tools, depending on how much you want to spend. But you don't have to buy batteries and chargers for every single one. It comes in a nice kit, so everything stores away easily. So the combo kits are really an affordable way and a great gift for anybody getting started in home improvement.
You know, another thing that I think is a great gift that keeps on giving is music. And all of the wireless Bluetooth type speakers now, it's incredible how every year they're just raising the bar on the quality of that sound and the ability for it to pick up that signal even further and further away. And we all have our phones, and to be able to connect to Spotify or connect to whatever music that you like. I always think that's a great gift. My girls always gave me one, and they've kind of upgraded it every couple years. And I use it all the time on the boat, or I use it when I'm at my workshop, and you know, it's just kind of your own little music kit.
Well, that's a nice change, right? With parents used to buy the electronics for the kids all the time. Now the kids are buying electronics for the parents. I like that change.
Then they can pair them together and show you how to make them work before they just leave you with just a long list of instructions that don't make sense most of the time. So Anyway, Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope you're really looking forward to a great Christmas holiday. And I'm glad you're spending a little bit of that busy time you're having right now with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Get ready. We've got a lot of things that we can share with you that you can actually do over this next week before Christmas time. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio, and we'll be right back.
Everyone always talks about magic during the holidays. Magic, as in objects miraculously appearing at your front door because you had them delivered through the Home Depot app. Magic, as in predicting the future, knowing what a product will be like just by reading our customer reviews. This may all feel like magic, but it isn't. It's just good old-fashioned cutting-edge technology. Make the holidays yours with a little help from the Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You know, we're heard coast to coast on an increasing number of stations. We'll be announcing a lot of new stations very soon, but we want to say a special hello to KGMI News Talk 790 AM and 96.5 FM in Bellingham, Washington. Fantastic station that's been with us quite a while, and apparently they reach a lot of people because we get a tremendous amount of emails and calls from the Bellingham, Washington area. Special hello to Program Director Dr. Joe Tien and the entire team there at KGMI. We really appreciate you listening each and every week to Today's Homeowner, and we want to help you with any of those challenges that you may have around your home. Make it very easy. Pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Gene did, who is in Missouri, and this is an electrical question we want to try to go through here. Gene says, we bought a two-story home that was built in 1985, and master bedroom sits directly above the family room. Both of these rooms have 9-volt battery-operated controllers mounted with the main light switches as you walk into these rooms. Now, that's something that I've seen quite a bit, but you don't see it that much with the integration of low voltage into normal house current. Now, Gene says, I removed the outlet plate in the family room and saw that the battery transmitter for the overhead ceiling fan and light. I pulled it out and realized it's essentially a remote control, and it actually works better out of the wall than inside the wall, and it's the same in the master bedroom as well. However, I don't want to rely on a battery to turn the lights on and off when I go into my family room or bedroom. I'll have to get an electrician to figure out which wires go to the overhead and hook them up correctly to a traditional electrical light switch so that it can be flipped on and off. Is this something I can do myself, or should I hire an electrician? Thanks for allowing us. I love the show, and I'm inspired by your renovations and repairs. Well, thanks for that, Gene, but I'll tell you, when you're talking about an appliance like this, you can get in a lot of trouble really quickly because inside that junction box where that switch is may be live wires instead of just a switch leg. And I would really recommend getting an electrician to take care of it. But Joe, you know, what a great example. We talk a lot about smart devices. This might be a good situation to have a motion sensor switch, a switch that's that you're able to control with your phone or smartphone or smart device, you know, through an app that's completely free. So she might be taking something that seems a bit obsolete and you know, out of date, and very easily, with almost no money at all, change it to something pretty modern.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Sounds as if Gene had the very first generation of smart lights way back in 1985. And of course, you know, we've moved way past 9-volt batteries. So yeah, she could do either. Now, I've heard of converting a traditional toggle light switch to a remote-controlled light, but not the other way around.
But going backwards,
needs,
I know it.
Yeah, going back, what Gene needs to do. But yeah, I think, first of all, whenever someone says, do you think I can do this myself or should I call an electrician? The answer is almost always call in an electrician.
Right.
So yeah, definitely have someone come in. But then, yeah, if you just want a toggle switch, they'd certainly be able to do it. There's power coming to that switch box, so converting it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But as you said, maybe this is the time to move out of 1985 and move up at the 2020s and beyond with the new generation of smart light switches.
Yeah, because a lot of times you'll take that plug plate off or the switch cover off and you get the switch out and you look in there. Well, wait a minute. This doesn't match the little diagram I just found online.
It almost never does.
And that's when you got to stop, because right. there's a lot of, even if you turn off the power and you think you've done it right, if you're not really experienced electrician, this is a situation that we strongly recommend that you do have a professional, because there's so many electricians that are available there. You want to make sure that you're calling one and using one that routinely does a lot of residential work. You don't want a guy that only does commercial work coming in. Even though they may be competent to do this, you want someone that's already done this type of project. So, Gene, that's what we would recommend, and best of luck on that. And I don't blame you for trying to, you know, move this up into the 2020s, as Joe mentioned. Here's another email we want to share with you. Andrew asks, I painted a room yesterday, but the color came out way too dark. Can I apply a primer over the paint before it's fully cured and then repaint it, or should I wait until it's dried completely? I painted the room about 24 hours ago with latex paint.
Well, it's probably dry. At this point, it's dry. 24 hours, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 24 hours, and of course, we've been a day or two since we've gotten this email, so I'm sure it's perfectly fine then, and I'm not sure he would actually have to apply a primer, but just the lighter coat of paint. If you're putting, you know, a dark color, they're saying, and then you're covering it with a white primer, and then you're coming back, I don't think need that much paint on the wall in order to lighten that up. You still may have to do two coats over the dark color, but I think he can move right, you know, move forward with going ahead and painting it at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bother priming it. I mean, if it's a really dark color and he's going over it with a really light color, it might be an issue. But it sounds like he just needs it a shade lighter because it came out a little darker. But that raises another question. Okay, so Andrew rolled on this paint and didn't realize almost immediately it was too dark, which shows how much some paints change from being applied wet to when it finally dries. Mm-hmm. He wanted painting the whole room. And then looked at it and said, oh, this is too dark.
So
you wonder about that. So I suspect he's only wanted a shade or two lighter of the same color. So I don't think he needs to prime it. And plus, today you can buy paint that has the primer in it anyway.
Right, yeah. And that's where, you know, buying some of these, the swatches, and buying the little tiny packets of paint and mix it properly, apply two coats. You can accelerate the drying a little bit with the hair dryer in between the coats. Get that and then let it sit there a day or two, the different colors, different light temperatures and so forth, you know, different exposure to sun and so forth, and see if that really is the color you want. It's well worth that little bit of extra money you're going to spend than to spend what it costs nowadays, because paint is very expensive for some reason, and you want to, you know, make sure that you only have to do it one time. So, Andrew, I hope that works out for you, and hopefully one nice coat will cover it and you'll get the color that you want. One more email here from Denise. My toilet is running all the time. I just pressed the float down and it stopped, and I flushed it again. It made the same sound again. So I repeated the same thing and it stopped. Can you tell me what's wrong with my toilet? Sounds like some adjustment on that, Joe. It could, that float is really kind of funny and you're moving that little ball up and down. There's some that are just independent floats that go up and down within the tank. And a lot of them now go onto the tree there, onto the shaft that's there in order to move up and down. But I think just a little more adjustment here and carefully watching that, taking the lid off and adjusting it. What do you think?
That's exactly right. The first thing to check is, I mean, of course, you could always just replace all the works inside the toilet and it's not that expensive, but I would start with determining if it's the flapper. The flapper is that round plastic thing that drops down over the drain at the bottom of the tank. Mm-hmm. And what you can do is, when the tank's completely full of water, just take like a Sharpie and mark where the top of the water line is. Then just wait, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes, and go back and check it, and you'll see if the water level has dropped even just a little bit. And that shows a little bit of water is dripping through that flapper. So I would just replace it. If that's not the issue, then just replace the fill valve. And if you go to, fluidmaster.com, you'll see great videos and instructions on how to replace the fill valve. And believe me, it takes, if you've never done it before, it might take you 15 minutes, but probably not even that long.
And not a lot of money, too. Components are very reasonable. Fluidmaster been around a long, long time. And so that's all you'd have to do. You can order it right online there at fluidmaster.com. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about tree roots. And one particular homeowner is concerned with some banana trees that have really grown really large. But will those banana trees, are those roots strong enough that can really affect concrete or any of the yard around it? We'll talk about that and give you some other things to...
I wish that was my problem. I live in Connecticut. I'd love to have a banana tree.
You don't have to worry about those banana trees. But they can be very frustrating, though. They can get big and get big, even have bananas starting to form on it. And then they go away and you wait another year. So,
oh, really?
Sometimes you get the bananas off of it, but a lot of times you won't. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lepford along with my buddy Joe Truini. So glad you're with us. Merry Christmas to you. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Detachable shower heads have been around for a long, long time, but usually you have to sacrifice some normal shower performance for the convenience of a detachable wand. Now, Delta has changed that with their Intuition 2-in-1 shower, because the detachable hand shower can be used separately or simultaneously with the shower head. This integrated system means you have maximum flexibility without sacrificing any warmth. Choose between having water streaming from the shower head only, the hand shower only, or both the shower head and the hand shower at once. It'll make cleaning even easier. The soft rubber spray holes allow any mineral residue to simply be wiped away without the need for soaking or chemical cleaners. And the shower head features 5 different settings, including a pause setting to make using the shower more convenient, and you can save a little money along the way. So for more information on this Delta Intuition 2-in-1 5 spray pattern dual shower head, log on to HomeDepot.com. You know, they talk about this, Joe, as far as those rubber spray holes. And for people that have not seen those, you know, the old type of shower heads, you had a lot of opportunity for corrosion to take place in those things, and it would, you know, affect your shower, the spray pattern, and all of that. But boy, these new ones, and they'll show you at the trade show how they'll have that, and then you just rub your hand on it, and all of those deposits, because of the rubber, the flexibility of the rubber, flakes right off. So it is a pretty good way that they've been able to evolve that over the last few years.
Yeah, we've mentioned that on the radio a couple of months ago. Someone had a problem with mineral deposits on the shower head. And I don't know if people realize that almost all the new ones, and new meaning the last maybe 10 or 15 years, if you look closely, the shower head where the water sprays out, those are actually flexible rubber little spray holes. And mm-hmm. you can't just rub your finger across them and rub your thumb across them, and they just, you know, clean right up. Because otherwise, as it mentioned, you know, you'd have to soak it in something. And if you have to, you could always soak it in white vinegar. But, you know, that's only for extreme cases.
Sure, exactly. Hey, let's go right to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. David is on from North Carolina. David, welcome to the show, and tell us all about this swimming pool and the banana trees.
Well, thanks, Danny. I appreciate you having me on. Really, what I'm facing is just a situation. We've had a swimming pool now for about 30 years. We had to have a liner put in last year in the spring, and we have, over about the past 3 years, have had banana trees. And the apron in the pool is about 3 feet wide. There is like a little brick area there that contains the banana trees. The banana trees are actually about 7 feet away from the pool. And my concern is the roots. I don't know. I've been told that they are kind of aggressive and that they could possibly get right around the area of the pool, along the inside of the wall perhaps, or something like that. And that's just the concern that I'm kind of facing a little bit. I do have Lelands that are farther away, and that could be another concern. But I know there's several pool owners out there that probably have the same thing. I know that the tropical look of, you know, the ambience or whatever you call it there with the banana trees, you know, really add to the pool. But I just wonder if I might have planted them too close or not.
Okay. Well, I really don't think so, David, from everything that I know about banana trees. And I've always had banana trees. Matter of fact, they're really a cool look to them. And it's amazing how hardy they can be and how much they can grow over, you know, a period of the growing time. But the roots are so soft. They don't have that woodiness to it like you have with trees that can cause that problem with cracking concrete and other problems that you would have with it getting into your liner or anything like that. Everything that we see and everything that we found out about them, that there's not really a problem with it at all. So I think you'll be in good shape. And now you're in North Carolina. I would assume the cold weather gets to them after a while.
Yeah, they're kind of fading out a little bit now. They're drooping pretty much. So they're going to go through the phase where they're going to be down for the winter. Some people actually do cut them off about knee high. But I think I'm going to leave the trunk part of the tree up and just let the leaves kind of insulate around the area of the trunk.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too. Like I say, they're great to have around a pool like that. But, Joe, I assume up in Connecticut, you don't have a lot of banana trees.
Don't have a lot of banana trees. No, that's for sure. And the trees we do have very extensive root systems, unlike banana trees. Yeah, David, I agree with Danny. I don't think this is an issue because banana trees, not only are the roots really soft, even on a tree as tall as a banana tree as tall as 10 foot or 12 foot, the roots don't grow out from the root ball much more than 12 or 16 inches. So between them being soft and being relatively short, I don't think you have any issue at all.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Well, good, good. Well, glad we could help you on that, David. And, of course, we're here anytime you have any other questions. We appreciate you being a part of the show today.
Well, Danny, I really appreciate you having me on. And if you're ever up in North Carolina, come by and check us out sometime.
I'll come by and jump in the pool. I'll be out there splashing around in the pool. Maybe not
all
over
right.
The next few months. We might wait for a little warmer weather for that.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait for it to warm up a little bit.
And, David, you have to skim the bananas out of the pool before Danny jumps in. That's his only requirement.
Well, you know, that is. I was told the banana trees were ornamental, but I actually had one to bloom this past summer. So that was kind of exciting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of cool to see the banana starting to form up there. Well, David, you take care. I hope you have a great Christmas. And if we can help you any other way, let us know.
Thank you, Danny. And I appreciate it, Joe. Y'all have a good Merry Christmas. And mm-hmm. Y'all take care.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, that's some of those plants like that. I always like that. I know we had one in my yard when I was growing up, and I was always amazed at, you know, how it would grow. But I can tell you this, right. You can't climb a banana tree.
Why
you know,
is that?
Yeah, because it'll fall right over.
Oh.
Partially because of the roots
that
you're talking
short root
about.
System.
And I mean, though they look pretty hardy when you get a kid trying to climb up there. I've tried that, and it didn't.
Well, I remember the first time I saw a banana tree, like, on TV or whatever when I was a kid, and I didn't realize the bananas grow up.
Yeah, I know it. That's right.
I just assumed they sort of pointed down.
Yeah,
but
gravity.
They actually grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, it is kind of funny in the cluster of them. But I just remember as a kid seeing those and just thinking how amazing that was. The bananas were growing in my backyard, and they never did quite get big enough because usually there would be that one little freeze, that one little cold
weather that would
come through and take them all out. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. So glad you're with us. And coming up, a special visit from the legendary Carey Brothers that have been home improvement hosts throughout the country for over 35 years. We'll have a great conversation with them you don't want to miss. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-to-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Gutter Brush is a simple gutter guard I've recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide 3-foot sections of gutter brush into your gutters and leave them there year-round to keep gutters flowing. Right now, they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping with code DANNY when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. Most homes are protected for just $200 to $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433 to get free shipping and 25% off with code DANNY.
Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal-clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here. And, you know, as we've mentioned several times over the last few weeks, my longtime friends and fellow home improvement radio hosts, the Carey Brothers, are hanging up their headphones at the end of the year. And we here at Today's Homeowner have acquired their website and all of the great articles they've written over the years and a lot more. They're also helping us a lot with migrating a lot of the stations over to the Today's Homeowner family. And I'm very proud right now to have on the show James and Morris. Carey are on with me right now. Hey, guys, and welcome to my show.
Oh, thanks for having us. I've been wanting to do this for years.
I know
about the 13-plus years that you've been on air, Danny, and it is indeed a pleasure to join you. Thank you for making time for us.
Oh, no, I'm glad. We have seen each other so many times over the years at the trade shows, but it's funny, even though we've known each other so many years, we've only, you know, had a 30 minutes here, hour there, and that kind of thing. And I know you guys have been getting a lot of congratulations from friends and listeners, radio stations, and others about your, quote, retirement. retirement, but I know you guys pretty well, and there's no rocking chairs in your future, right?
Well, you know, I like to go to, there's a place, there's a restaurant, and you'll kind of remind me of what it is. It's predominantly in the South, and they have a lot of rocking chairs on the porch. Which one is that?
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? We'll sit in a rocking chair on one condition, and that is that it is firmly planted on the porch at Cracker Barrel as we wait for a delicious Southern meal.
There you
but
go.
But no other rocking chairs are in our future at the moment.
I think we have a pretty good place in construction over the last 46 years, and I think we're having fun with that. So I think we'll continue.
And you're about to get the hang of it.
We're just now starting to pick it up.
that sounds perfect. Well, that makes me think about the 35 years that you guys have been on the air, and of course, 40-plus years being in business. What do you think, would you say, some of the biggest changes that you've seen in the whole home improvement field in general?
Mobile phones.
Yep.
The internet.
Yep.
I remember the days where we'd throw a Thomas guide into the pickup. We had a pager on our hip,
yep.
A Polaroid camera, and we were off to a home where someone had telephoned us because they wanted to chat about a kitchen remodel, a bathroom remodel, a room addition, some interior, exterior remodeling. That's all changed completely, and in my humble opinion, it is all changed to benefit those of us who do what we do, and we pass that benefit on to our customers.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, Danny, we just started using, in our construction company, a 360-degree camera.
Oh, yeah.
And we put the tripod in the middle of the room. We photograph the room 360 degrees horizontally and vertically, ceiling and floor. And then we send that to a lab in Canada, and they send us back a floor plan of the house to the nth degree of accuracy.
Wow.
And no more taking measurements, no more measuring cabinets. Everything happens now digitally. Nothing is left up to human error. It's amazing. And I'm having so much fun with it. James is too. That's the latest technology that we're enjoying in our industry.
Boy, and I'm sure the homeowners love to see that technology taking place in their homes. And then the degree of accuracy and everything that you get out of it. And I know sitting down and doing those estimates over the years and how valuable those pictures are. And of course, you used to have the little Polaroids and that kind of thing. You're talking about cell phones and the pager and everything. I can also remember just carrying a roll of quarters with me, stopping at that payphone, and like the smell of that payphone of you know, cigarette smoke or whatever on it. And it's like, oh, that's like another century ago that seemed to take place like that.
Yeah. Danny, you mentioned earlier, you said, you know, we seed one another at trade shows, the International Builder Show, the Kitchen Bath Industry Show, the National Hardware Show, other manufacturer events and product knowledge sessions. And it was always a pleasure to see you. You always had a smile on your face, always a warm handshake. And we have followed you. You with television and, of course, with your tips, with your radio program, and we've had nothing but respect for you and the integrity that you have as a businessman and as an advocate for your audience and for your manufacturing partners. And when it came time to hang up the headphones, you were a natural. And I you know how I feel. I think it's bigger than we are, and it's not just by happenstance. And I have every expectation that you will utilize the content that we've worked so hard to create to benefit your audience as you continue doing what you do so well with such a terrific organization.
Well, I certainly appreciate those great words. I tell you, we do have a lot of mutual respect for each other and the things that we've been able to do. You know, it's like the good guys win sometimes, you know, because we've stuck to our guns and we haven't tried to, you know, do anything just for the simple reason to grow and to get bigger. That, you know, it's like everything else we build. We're building a company and building these relationships, and I really appreciate you guys considering me to kind of carry on this gold standard of excellence in home improvement that you guys established over the years, and we're going to work hard to make you proud and take care of everything.
And we appreciate that. And to use your building analogy, we build them better together and we build them to last. And we're delighted to see this continue. And we wish, and by the looks of it, your very competent team is doing a great job of converting on the house audience to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford. And we know that that will only get better.
James and Morris Carey has been with us here, and we really appreciate it. And hey, best of luck to you guys, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Merry Christmas, Danny.
And Merry Christmas to you guys as well. Hey, coming up, Joe Truini has another great simple solution. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
It's Home Safety and Security Week at Today's Homeowner. With shorter days and holiday travel, it's more important now than ever for your home to be well lit and monitored. Things like turning on your lights remotely to avoid walking into a dark house or knowing exactly when the kids are home can bring peace of mind. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/homesafety where you'll find videos, articles, and tips to help keep you safe. Brought to you by GE Brand Sync Smart Home Products. Plus, each day we'll give away a home security prize pack. Enter today.
Everyone always talks about magic during the holidays. Magic, as in objects miraculously appearing at your front door because you had them delivered through the Home Depot app. Magic, as in predicting the future, knowing what a product will be like just by reading our customer reviews. This may all feel like magic, but it isn't. It's just good old-fashioned cutting-edge technology. Make the holidays yours with a little help from the Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
You know, as we talk about all the time, there are so many simple ways to solve a lot of those aggravating problems you might have around your house. And Joe has worked very hard over the last 20 plus years putting together a great library of simple solutions for you. He's going to share one with us right now.
Well, Danny, 'tis the season to be cutting and splitting firewood, and that also means you're going to be cutting kindling. And that can be kind of dangerous, especially if you're using an axe, because you have to hold the board or the log with one hand while chopping it with the other. Mm-hmm. So here's a safer solution. Take a 16-inch long, more or less, 1x2 or any narrow board like that, and drive a 1 5/8-inch drywall screw through one end of it so that the point of the screw sticks out on the underside of it. Now you can use that screw point to tap it with a hammer into the top of the board or log that you're planning on chopping. And so now your hand is, you know, at least 16 inches away. So you can very safely chop the piece of wood into kindling, and the little point of the screw will just hold it. And you can move that as you need to. But by doing that, you keep your hand well away from that danger zone while you're cutting up all that kindling.
Oh, that's a great idea. Another good, simple solution. And also, you know, when you're thinking about that firewood, we hope you're using wood that was cut last year, because wood needs to season for at least 6 months. A year is even better. That way you have it nice and dry. And also, it's, Joe, it's real tempting when we're doing these projects around the house to use some of the leftover wood. And I think if you have, you know, for kindling, if you have a little bit of pine trim or something like that here and there. That's not bad, but you just don't want to fill that fireplace up with something that'll create such a hot, quick fire like that. That's really, you want that slow, steady fire and heat instead of that flash. And without a doubt, if you're building a deck, those scraps are not to be used in your fireplace. That treated wood is completely wrong to use in your fireplace.
Yeah, treated wood, or really any wood that's finished at all. And because most kindling is softwood, you know, pine, if you're using scraps, it's pine. You don't want to use a lot of softwood because it creates more creosote. But the way I get a roaring fire going is first I have the grate, so the wood's up off the bottom of the fireplace 5 or 6 inches. But I just stuff loosely rolled up newspapers underneath it, the kindling on top of the grate, and then you put the firewood on top, going, you know, some going one way, some going the other, so there's lots of airspace. You light that, and you have a good draft on your chimney. That thing just goes up with one match in a few seconds. It's really burning. But the kindling is key, because the newspaper alone really isn't enough to start the firewood itself.
Yeah, so great tips. And remember, you can go to todayshomeowner.com/simplesolutions to see well over 500 more great tips just like this one. Hey, I also want to remind you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. We're back at Chelsea's for one more show there at Chelsea's Ranch Revival. And we're doing a lot of interior enhancements. We're removing carpet and finding some beautiful hardwood floors and doing some cleaning on the floors until they can be refinished. Also, Chelsea blew me away with building these custom built-in bookcases. I built one and we worked on it together. Next day we show up and she's already built another one overnight. I don't know how she does what she does.
So you were slowing her down. Is that what you're saying? She finally got you out of the house and she was able to finish the job. Yeah.
Might have been what it is. You just have to see this episode. It really is good. And also a simulated English coffered ceiling. Sounds fancy, but with about $100 of 1x4 and a good hard day of work, you'd be amazed at what you can do to a ceiling in your home. And you can see all of that step by step by watching the Today's Homeowner television show episode this weekend. Go to todayshomeowner.com to find out where you can see it in your area. Now, if you're listening to Today's Homeowner and the station that you're listening to doesn't carry the second hour, head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing that we're going to cover in the second hour. Hey, thanks so much for being with me, Danny Lipford, and Joe Truini for this hour, Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.